USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will need to bring its daily coronavirus case count down by 10,000 by September to gain any level of control over the pandemic before fall, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. The country continues to log 50 to 60,000 new cases a day, suggesting it's right in the middle of the first wave. During a live stream with the editor of the Journal of American Medical Association, he said, if we don't get them down now, they're going to have a very bad situation come the fall. The prediction is based on two factors: the expected flu season, which sickens thousands of people in the United States each year, and cooler weather forcing people indoors. The U.S. now has 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported, with more than 156,000 deaths, by far the largest numbers for both case counts and deaths globally. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
A judge dismissed a legal challenge that had been blocking Virginia officials from removing a towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from the state's capital city, but he immediately imposed another injunction against dismantling the figure. The new 90-day injunction bars Governor Ralph Northam's administration from removing, altering, or dismantling in any way the larger-than-life statue of Lee on a prominent Richmond Avenue, while claims that a lawsuit filed by local property owners are properly litigated. Hurricane Isaias is expected to push ashore into the Carolinas in the overnight with life-threatening storm surge flooding, damaging winds, and flooding rainfall. Some additional strengthening is possible before it hits land, and Isaias will only slowly weaken as it spreads those impacts up the East Coast as far north as the New England territories through early Wednesday. Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Carolinas, and tropical storm warnings extend as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Georgia senator talks about the potential for reopening schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
When students return to school for the start of the 2020-2021 academic year, their school and classes will look very different than they did in March when schools were suddenly ordered to close because of the coronavirus pandemic. Every state's education department is releasing a roadmap to safely reopen schools. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue says opening schools is a topic that he's been thinking about for quite a while.
This has been on my mind all along as we thought about shutting the economy down first, now reopening it.
Senator Perdue also hearing from family members on this issue as well.
My wife is very adamant. You've got to protect teachers. You've got to protect the children.
A Bethlehem, Pennsylvania man opened fire last week on cigar store employees after refusing to wear a mask inside the store. And the very next day, police said he shot at officers with an AK-47, hitting their vehicles during a traffic stop near his home. The man was identified as Adam Zabrowski. After firing at the officers, they returned fire and struck Zabrowski. He was flown to a hospital. A Slathington police officer suffered a minor injury, but no troopers were hurt. Zabrowski faces 22 charges relating to the incident, including attempted homicide, aggravated assault, and robbery. He's being held on $1 million bail. He had lost his job because of the coronavirus pandemic and recently had lost custody of his child. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.